Long, long ago, turtles had smooth, green, glassy shells without a single crack, and they loved to talk. Turtles were regular chatterboxes. And this particular turtle was no exception. Every morning he would pop his head out of his shell and look up at the sky, and he would say, "Good morning, sun. Good morning, sky. Good morning, trees. Good morning, grass. Good morning, me." He would talk to his breakfast. He would talk to his friends. And if there was nobody to talk to, he would just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk to himself. He loved to talk. Now, there was one other thing that he loved, and that was visiting his grandma. One morning when Turtle woke up, he popped his head out of his shell, and just like always, he said, "Good morning, sun. Good morning, sky. Good morning, trees. Good morning, grass. Good morning." Oh, I haven't said good morning to my grandma in a very long time. I wish that I could go and see her. I love visiting my grandma. Turtle let out a sigh. His grandma lived on the other side of a hill, and for a slow animal like a turtle, that hill would be like a mountain for you or me. But what was worse was that hill was covered by a forest. The forest was very nice and friendly during the sunny daytime, but Turtle could never make it from one side to the other before the sun went down and the moon came up. He did not like walking through the deep, dark forest all by himself at night. And so he sighed, "What am I gonna do? I wish I could visit my grandma." And then, suddenly, he looked up into the sky. Two birds were flying high overhead. They were riding on the air currents, and they didn't even have to flap their wings. "Oh, look at those birds. They're going so fast, I bet they could get to my grandma's house and back in no time at all. Oh, if only I was a bird, if I had wings, I could fly and I could visit my grandma right now. That gives me an idea. Hey, birds! Hey, birds!" Turtle yelled and yelled, and not only was he a talkative talker, he was a loud talker. Those birds from way up in the sky heard him and came down, down, down to see what he wanted. They flapped their wings. "Oh, what's the matter, Turtle? What can we do for you?" "Well, you see, this morning I woke up and just like usual, I popped my head out of my shell and I said, 'Good morning, sun. Good morning, sky. Good morning, trees.' And then all of a sudden I remembered I hadn't said good morning to my grandma in a very, very long time and I'd like to go and visit her, but she lives on the other side of this big, huge woods in the forest and the trees and I have to walk through the forest in the middle of the night and I don't like it and I was thinking, maybe you could give me a ride." The birds stared at him. They scratched their heads with their claws. "Well, Turtle, we'd like to help, but, look at your shell, it's so smooth, we'll never be able to pick you up and carry you. We don't think we can help you." But Turtle wasn't out of good ideas yet. "Hey, look at that! You see that stick laying on the ground right there? I have an idea. What if you hold on to the end of the stick, and I hold on to the middle? Could you carry me then?"
"Turtle, how are you going to hold on? You don't have claws like we do."
"Oh, I know. I'll hold on with my mouth. I have a very strong mouth."
"Are you sure this is a good idea, Turtle? Can you really be quiet all the way over the forest and the hill to your grandma's house?"
"Oh, don't worry about me. I can and I will."
So the birds each grabbed on to one end of the stick. Turtle bit down hard on the middle and held on as tightly as he could. The birds started to flap their wings. Turtle rose up slowly and wobbling off the ground. The birds flapped harder and harder, and pretty soon Turtle lifted all the way off the ground. He had never done anything like this before in his life. He was so frightened, he shut his eyes tight. The birds flapped and flapped. He could feel himself rising higher and higher and higher. He could feel the wind blowing around him and the sunshine on his face. Turtle opened one eye. He opened the other eye and he looked all around him. He could see all the way down to the ground below. If you have ever been very high up and have looked down, you know that it is quite a sight. He could see the trees and the fields. He could see the river running like a little silver ribbon. Turtle could not believe it. He was flying. "I bet I am the only turtle to ever learn how to fly. I probably am the first turtle to ever think of flying. That makes me the smartest turtle in the whole world. Oh boy, I wish that there was somebody who could see me, who would notice that I'm the smartest turtle in the whole world, and who would tell all of their friends, and then everybody would say, 'Hey, there's that turtle, the smartest turtle in the whole world.' the first one to know how to fly, but there was nobody. Until Turtle looked closer. Down below, there was a tiny little road, and he could see two people walking on it, a boy and a girl. Oh, look up here, Turtle thought, but they didn't look. So Turtle held on even more tightly, and he waved one little bitty arm back and forth. But do you think they noticed Turtle way up high in the sky? They didn't. So Turtle held the stick even harder, and he waved two little bitty arms back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, but still they didn't look up. Turtle was determined. He took a deep breath. He held on as tightly as he could, and he waved his whole little bitty self back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And for some reason, the boy looked up. Turtle could just hear what he was saying from way down below. Hey, do you see that? Do you see those birds carrying that turtle through the sky? Oh my goodness, said the girl. I've never seen anything like that before, have you? Uh-uh, said the boy. Why, those must be the smartest birds in the whole world to think of carrying a turtle like that. The smartest birds, thought Turtle. The smartest birds. It wasn't their idea. It was my idea. And Turtle forgot to hold on to the stick. Down and down and down he fell, end over end over end. And he landed with a thump on a grassy hill. Oof, Turtle rolled himself over. He didn't feel too good, but lucky for him, his hard shell had broken his fall. But when Turtle looked at his shell, it was no longer as smooth as glass. Now it was covered in cracks, thousands upon thousands of little cracks. Turtle pulled his head into his shell, and he went to sleep. But when he woke up the next morning, the cracks were still there. They were still there the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And to this very day, turtles have cracks in their shells, and they remind them that sometimes it's a good idea to keep your big mouth shut.